Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. As always, we are very happy and blessed to have you with us on today. Yes, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our lovely co-host on today, Mrs. Patricia Jordan. Yes, on today, our topic is going forward in life. And we, as always, we're going to bow our heads and we're going to yield that our, so our co-host can open up our show with our opening prayer, co-host.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we do come thanking you for one more day, dear God. In spite of our selfish ways, dear God, you continue to bless us, dear God, and we come to say thank you, dear God. We thank you for all the provisions that you have made and going to make, dear God. We come to say thank you, dear God, for our ministers, dear God. We'll share the word on today, on going forward, dear God. Regardless of what happened in our life, we must move forward, and we thank you for one more day. These blessings, I thank you for and ask you for, Lord, in your darling son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. We truly thank our co-host for that wonderful prayer. All right, listeners, you are tuned in to Face Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our lovely co-host, Mrs. Patricia Jordan. Today, our topic will be going forward in life. Yes, going forward in life. We are so very happy and delighted to have in our studio on today our special guest on today, Mrs. Phyllis Lofton, Ms. Minister Phyllis Lofton. Good evening, Minister Lofton. How are you today?
Good evening. I'm doing great.
Thank you. Thank God. Thank God for that. And at this time, before we bring you back into the studio to give us a little short bio about yourself, I want to just emphasize on the subject for today, going forward in life. Life has a way of bringing situations that blindside us. Abigail, a praying woman, was faced with the impending death of the household, of her household, because of her ignorant, rude husband. When Southern farmers faced the prospect of financial ruin because cotton had depleted the soil, Dr. George Washington Carver began working on a solution. Sometimes we are like Jacob and have to face the different situations in our life and have to face the predicament of our poor choices, where our poor choices have placed us. A praying woman will get an answer. Yes, a praying woman will get an answer. No matter what situation you find yourself in, it is not hopeless. There is an answer, a way out for you. When God met you, he knew your life story, but he still wanted you here because of the different contribute you make to mankind. Stay tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, listeners, and if I'm making any mistakes at this time, it's because I was running late. I just got a new iPhone, and I was trying to learn how to do it and trying to connect everything in the studio before showtime. So if I'm talking and not actually sounding the way I should sound, just forgive me on today, because we're going to yield now and go to our guest at this time and let her give us a little short bio about herself, Ms. Lofton.
Thank you. My name is Phyllis Ann Lofton. I'm married to Samuel Lofton. I'm a mother of six. I have one child deceased. And my basic background is in law enforcement and management. Also have an associate's degree in biblical studies and a bachelor of science degree in health information management. And I have spent most of my life volunteering, and presently I'm working as a social worker.
All right, we want to thank you. Thank you, Rita, again. Welcome you to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. And before we go into our subject on today, we are going to yield and let our co-host come in and let her read a scripture that is connected to solutions in our life, an encouraging scripture that can encourage us to go forward in life. No matter what we're facing in life, we must continue to go forward and not look back. I think a couple of shows ago we talked about forgetting what's behind you and pressing forward. And last week we also talked about we're not the same today as we was yesterday. So this is another day, and God bless us to have Minister Lawson in the studio with us. And our topic was going forward in life. And so that's a confirmation of what we were saying last week. And we thank God for her, and we thank God for this topic on today, co-host.
Psalms 50 and 15 reads, "And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." This scripture is basically letting us know that when we call on God, like Abigail did, he will hear her prayer, and he will answer her prayer. Abigail realized that her husband was a selfish man, and she did the things that he should have done. And she prayed, and she glorified God by praying, and God did answer her prayer. That's Psalms 51 and 15, call upon the Lord in a time of trouble.
Thank God for that scripture. This is where we must always yield and call on God, and he has an answer for us, like our co-host wrote in her, in reference to her title, which is going to go forward and detailing her subject on today. I'm quoting her where a praying woman, this would have to be a praying woman, but a praying person, a praying woman and man of God will find an answer. And God always have a solution for us in our lives. If we get caught up at the crossroads of life, we can always depend on God to have that answer for us if we pray and seek for knowledge and guidance on what path he would want us on. Remember, listeners, you can tune in on this amazing conversation on today by pressing the number 1 on your phone. If you have any comments, want to ask a question, or just want to share your experience and thought about today's topic. At this time, we're going to yield now and give the studio over to our guest on today and let her go into her topic, going forward in life. Minister Lawson, at this time, you may begin your lesson on that.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. I want to thank the sisters for this opportunity, and I just wanted to use this time to encourage people. We're living in a day and time that so much comes before us to discourage us, but in spite of what we're going through, we can be encouraged. And some of the examples that I thought about was one of them was Jacob. And to me, Jacob represented so many people because at some time in our lives, we're going to have to come to terms with our own act and take responsibility for our own actions, whether they are good or bad, and give an account of them. And when Jacob came to that point in life, he didn't like what he saw, and he came to God and asked God to change him, to yield, you know. And when he yielded, God took over. And that's a lesson to all of us. No matter what predicament we find ourselves in, if we stop and yield to God, and give up our way to take up on his way, we will find an answer. Another situation that came to mind years ago, farmers in the South were facing bankruptcy because growing cotton had depleted the soil so that no crops were growing. And so without crops, they weren't able to make an income. But Dr. George Washington Carver, a brilliant African-American scientist and teacher, began working on a problem. And this particular man was a man of God. He not only worked on it as a scientist, but he prayed to God for answers and direction. And God gave him over 1,000 uses for the peanut and over 400 uses for the sweet potato. And he also gave him the idea of planting soybeans that would help the depleted soil. So therefore, he saved the economy, and he saved so many households from going bankrupt. Also, another person that was a great encouraging example has a woman. You know, as women, we need examples to look to, especially going through things, situations, fate with husbands, with our significant others, that seem to put us in a place where we come to the end of our rope. We don't know how to deal with it. But Abigail was a praying woman. When she started her situation, she wasn't as strong as she was at the end, because we want strength, but strength only comes through trials and tribulations. Strength only comes by yielding to God in the midst of the crisis and calling out to God for help, which she did. And we know that God built her up and strengthened her, because when her family was faced with the impending death, the household didn't run to her husband. The household ran to Abigail because they knew she had an answer. She had lived such a life before them. They knew God would speak to her, and he did. And because of the direction he gave her, her household was saved. And not only was her household saved, the favor of God was upon her, and she prophesied to David, who was not king at that time, but she prophesied to him. He received the prophecy, and when he got word that Abigail's husband had died, he came and he got her and he married her. So she went from a woman that was facing trials and tribulations to a mighty queen, living with a king, married to a king, which shows us trouble doesn't last always. No matter what the trouble or trial is, the weeping endures for a night. But the Bible says joy comes in the morning. So today I just want to leave a word of encouragement with you. No matter what you're going through, if you have to go slowly, keep going forward. Keep going forward. Because God will hear and answer prayer, and when you call upon him, he will make a way. That's my word to everyone today. Be encouraged, and keep your eyes on going forward. Sometimes you might have to make baby steps when you're going forward, you know, but keep going forward. Just make up your mind, I'm not going to stop. I might have to do, you know, little things to keep myself encouraged, little things to make my situation better. Maybe all you can do is pray, but praying is enough. When you pray in faith and believe God, God will hear and answer prayer. So that's my word to each and every one of you today. Go forward. No matter what it is, situation you're facing, go forward. Because you have within you the capacity, the strength of God to go forward. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Spirit of God living, abiding, and dwelling, making his dwelling place in you, is enough. Reach hold of that Spirit and be encouraged, because you can go forward in life when you keep your eyes upon him. God bless.
God bless you. God bless you. And we thank our special guest minister, Phyllis Lawson, for that encouraging emphasis on going forward in life. At this time, I want to just give some tips and some points on when you want to move forward, but you feel like you suck. You know, like sometimes in life we have dreams and we want to go forward with those dreams, but we feel some, we may get stuck along the way, or we may feel as if we are stuck. So we're going to talk about what you should do if you get stuck in a situation, and how to actually move forward in your life, how to actually bring your dreams and your visions to pass, so you can go forward with the things that God has for you in life. He's already having planted these things. Some, we talked about this on a show, one of our topics, where we talked about how people can dream dreams. Our co-host is going to go further into that a little later on in the show, because she's a person that dreams, and when she dreams, she writes down her dreams. And some, most of the time, they've come true, or it may come in a different form than what she dreamt, but it still kind of have come to pass, and she's gotten in a situation where she done started going to write a book about how dreams are, how you can dream a dream, and how a person can actually connect to God through the dreams that they're dreaming at night. But right now, I want to do some points. I'll give you a certain point of tips on how we can go forward when we want to move forward, but we feel like we are stuck. We are born dreamers. It is no longer just the American dream, but to be successful and fulfill one's purpose. Almost anywhere you turn today, the message is clear. We can achieve anything we put our minds to. We grow up believing that we can be anybody. We can have anything we desire. We are people of movement. We are doers. We are passionate and eager to get in the car of life and get moving. But often the plans we spend so much time crafting and stressing over takes a turn in different directions. For those of us who are trusting God to direct our steps, we find out that with Him, the journey can look very different than what we envision. We find out quickly that our idea timeline and God are often at odds. We don't want to be idle, and we aren't huge fans of detours, especially when they come with a lengthy list of lessons to learn along the way. And I feel that as we're moving forward in life, we are going to have a long list of things. There are going to be sometimes you're going to achieve quickly what you're going for, and there's sometimes there are going to be setbacks along our way. We're going to go forward, and we're going to find out that at that time, the time frame that we want to move may not be the time that God wants us to move. So this is actually what I just shared with you, is what a confirmation that God moves in His time. God knows what's best for us, and God knows the obstacles that are going to stand in our way. Before we even get started on that path, God already knew what our ups and our downs and our curves will be as we move to go forward with anything in our lives that we desire. But we first must do what? The Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of His righteousness, and all other things will be added. When we stop and we seek God's face, and we lean not in the scripture say, out of all of our ways, acknowledge God, and He shall direct our path. Do not trust yourself to do anything, but out of all of our ways, we should acknowledge God, and He shall direct our path. Meaning that if we just stop and stand still, then we can watch the salvation of the Lord move in our lives. By doing what? By going to Him first and asking Him, Lord, what is this that I think that I want to do? Is this pleasing and acceptable in your sight? Is this is what you have in my life that you have on the path that you have me on? Because the scriptures tell us that God knows already what is best for us in our lives. He knows the plan that He has for us in our lives. So we need to stop and connect with him and see what connect with his will. And then when we find out that answer, then we begin to tell him, Father God, yes to your will and yes to your way. And then we begin to ask him, God, now give me the wisdom, give me the knowledge, and above all, Lord, give me the understanding how I should go forward in life. I'm going to yield here, and I'm going to go back to our guest and see if she wants to come in and share something else. And after her, we're going to yield to our co-host and let her come in, and she's going to emphasize a little bit more on today's topic, going forward in life. Minister Lofton.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I just want to say to each and every person, I just want to encourage you, no matter what situation you may find yourself in right now, we know there are a lot of challenges going on in life. With the virus has caused a lot of jobs to be lost, and a lot of people had their identity in their job. So without that job, they're kind of lost and wondering. But I encourage you to put your identity in Christ today, because your help and your hope will always be in him. Recognize that he took care of you before you were born. He had a destiny for you. And even now, he's working to bring your destiny to pass. So I'm encouraging you, no matter where you find yourself right now, focus on the future. Focus on the plans and purposes of God in your life. What is it that goal that you had in mind? What would you be doing right now if you had all the money you needed, if you had all, if everything had came together? What would you be doing right now? I challenge you to start planning your life like the answer was already there. In other words, walk by faith and not by sight. And when you do that, and also don't neglect to give thanks. The Bible tells us over and over to give thanks. Philippians 4 tells us to rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. If you give thanks, just think about it as a natural parent. When you give your child something and they say, is that all? I mean, you say within yourself, okay, well, next time I won't spend that money. And you give your child something and they just rejoice, and it's not much, but they just love it and they hug you and thank you. You know, you say within yourself, I'm going to get them more. Just think about if when we're grateful to God, when we come before him, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this plate of beans. You know, I'm used to steak and rice, but I thank you today I have food. I have these beans. Come to God with thanksgiving, and I promise you, you will see your situation change, because God rejoices in a thankful heart. And we always want to look to him, and don't fold in on yourself and blame yourself. And it's not all about you. Know that God is working. Your situation isn't all about you and what you did and what you could have did. Leave that alone. Focus on right here and right now. God is working in my life because I've given him this situation. And I know that I will get to where I'm trying to go because I've committed it to God. And when you do that, just know that you know that you know God will work your situation out as you keep going forward. Praise God. Be blessed.
God bless you. God bless you. We truly thank our special guest on today. We are so delighted to have her on Facing Your Fears Radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our lovely co-host and listener. She's not a guest host anymore. She officially has been made the co-host of Facing Your Fears Radio talk show, and I truly thank God for her. I'm going to yield at this time and bring her back into the studio and let her emphasize on going forward in life. Co-host.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Evangelist. Good evening to our guests. I just want to say something about, it's coming from 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter, about Abigail. Abigail was a woman of wisdom, and she was led by God. But the husband that she was married to, Nabal, he was a rich man, and David needed some provisions, food, and some protection from him. But what he refused to do is help David's men. So David got very angry, and David wanted to kill him because he did not supply his men what they needed. So Abigail, being the wife of Nabal, she secretly prepared the things that David and his men needed, and she brought it to David. But she also asked David, she prayed to David, that he not harm the household or her husband, which, like I said, David was angry because he did not give him what he needed for his men. So what Abigail did, she secretly prepared things. Like I said, she was a woman of God. And when you are women of God, you will listen to the Holy Spirit and do what God has put in your spirit. And she moved forward on David's request, even though her husband, according to the word of God, he was a mean man in spirit. He was a mean man, and he just refused to help David and his men. So she, you know, Abigail being a woman of God, like I said, a woman of wisdom, a woman that knew her husband's ways. But even though he was selfish in his ways, she provided David and his men what they needed. And she prayed to David for not to harm her husband. But by him being such a hateful man, even though David wanted to kill him, but God did not allow David to kill him. But we know God during the time in the Old Testament. If you didn't do what you're supposed to do for God's people, God would take you out. And this is what he did to Abigail, her husband. He took him out. And as a result, after God took him out, David came in and he took Abigail for his wife. And letting us know, when God sends people to you, and God know what you already have, and he know what you're capable of doing, don't be selfish. Abigail moved forward on what the Holy Spirit had told her to do, and she helped David people, men, because this is what he was asking, protection and food for his men, and her husband refused. But she stepped in, and as wives, as our guest speaker said, sometimes we have to step in. When our spouse may not do the things that God is telling him to do, as wives, we must step in and do the right thing. And Abigail did, and Nabal named me foolish. He was a foolish man. He was insensitive to the needs of others, letting us know we can move forward even when others may be selfish. We can step in and move forward on what God is asking them to do. So she stepped in, and she provided David and his men what they needed. And that's what I get out of Abigail. And this is how she became David, I think, second wife. And that's what I got out of Abigail and her moving forward. Because of what the circumstances is, we must move forward.
Okay, thank you so much, co-host, for that. All right, listeners, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. We do have a caller at this time, and she has a comment or a question we're going to bring into the studio. And after then, we're going to go back and we're going to talk to our guest on today because she has more. She is an ordained minister, but she also has a bachelor's degree in science and in health. And she works with the homeless here in the city of New Orleans. We're going to come back with her, and we're going to give an opportunity to share that with us on today. But we're going to go now to our caller and bring her into he or she into the studio. All right. Hello, caller from area code 504, last four digits 7930. You're in the studio. Good evening. Our code 504, last four digits 7930. You're in the studio. Good evening. Caller from area code 504-79, last four digits of 7930. You're in the studio. Good evening. All right, she must not be at the phone, or he or she. We're going to just go on back now, and we're going to finish our lesson on today. Callers, remember, if you have any questions, comments, or want to share your experience on the subject, on our topic today, going forward in life, feel free to press that number one on your phone. And at that time, I will bring you into the studio. If you have any questions for our special guest on today, for our co-host, or for myself, feel free to press that number one. At that time, I will bring you into the studio. All right. Our co-hosts have emphasized on Abigail and her husband, and that she summarized how ignorant and rude he was. If it wasn't for her being who she was and her faith in God, her whole household would have been lost. But by her being a woman of God with faith, she was able to prevail and she was able to save her whole household. Also, we want to thank our guest as she was giving us wisdom and encouraging you all how to go forward in life and not to forget to be thankful, to thank God for where he brought you from, where you is now, and thank him for where he's going to bring you. Because today or yesterday is not all that God has in store for us. If we just keep the faith and hold on and wait until our change comes, God is going to advance us more and more and more. Because remember, listeners, he have already implanted on the inside of you what he has in store for you. I want to go and finish giving some tips and some points on how you want to move forward. And but if you feel stuck in the situation that you may find yourself in, imagine how the Israelites must have felt after a year of wandering in the desert. And then again a year later, a decade into the journey, some must have lost hope that God was indeed leading them at all. And after 20, they had to have mumbling and grumbling about why they still stuck there in the wilderness. And if you know the story of the Israelites when they came out of Egypt, not only was they there 20 years or 20 days, they were there for 40 long years. And this is a confirmation that when we be led somewhere and we may get stuck there for a while, and we may not get to the destiny or the destination, and sometimes people die or they get ill and they can't complete what they wanted to do or what they dreamed did not come true, because we don't know what the future holds. Like I said, God knows our future. And if it's God's will and it's in God's holy plan for us to complete that task that he put before us, then it will be done. But sometimes God already knows. But he gives us sometimes what we ask for. He does not waver away from his promise. He promised to fulfill us and to give us our every need. If we trust in him and not doubt him, he will surely bring us out. Whatever you ask in my name, he said, that I will give you. If you ask it in my Father's name, and if you ask it in the name of Jesus, his Son, ask his Father for anything in his name, that he will give you. But we must keep the faith. We must not lose. I don't care how hard the way may be, or what obstacles, how hard the wind may blow, or the rain may fall, or tornadoes, hurricanes, all manner of things may get in our way. But we still must know one thing. God brought us to it. He will certainly bring us out of it. So, listen, we must keep the faith at all times. Our dreams can come true. You can accomplish whatever your dreams are in life. You can be whatever you set out to be if you just hold on. And we're going to later on in the month or next month of July, we're going to have a topic on hold on, how to hold on and not let go of God's hand, how to hold on to your faith until you get to where God wants you to be. All right. And also I want to share with you, talking about the children and when they were in Egypt, and when they came out of Egypt and they were in their wilderness. There were a few of them, they were later on, they were late in the mental area of knowing there were babies that came out, in other words, and they had to linger there. Now, just think, 40 years, and if you was an old person, and now you've been led out of Egypt, from God has taken you out of bondage, and now Moses, he sent Moses to bring you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. But you get stuck there in the wilderness for 40 long years. And if you're already an old person, some of them didn't make it over. Some of them died right there. Some of them of old age may have went over to the land that was promised. But because of what? Because of their disobedience, their grumbling, their mumbling, their not having the faith, not believing what when Moses go up to Mount Sinai and talk to God and come back, and Moses was held accountable for some things that he didn't do what God asked him to do. He did it Moses' way. That's another confirmation. We cannot do things our way. It's not going to work. We're going to fail in our trying. If we do not do it the way God instructs us to do it and let him lead the way, you are going to fail in your trying. Now, Satan will have tempted a lot of people in life. They have gotten money, they fortune and fame, but they feel like God did not bless some people with those things. The enemy, the devil, gave them that blessing. But I'm here to tell you today, only what you do for Christ will last. Everything else is sinking sand. You're going to lose. But I know that if we trust in God out of everything God gives us here on earth, our dreams, our homes, our cars, money, one thing that I can attest to that I know, that will not get you into heaven. That's why the Lord said, set your sight on heavenly things. Don't put your trust in things that man can break in and rob you. A man can put a gun and take your life because of valuables and whatever else that we feel that we're so happy with. We must be wrapped up, tangled up in God, in the Word of God, knowing that all of this, we're going to leave it behind. My stepmother used to say, and I got this from her, and I hear it so often, that we've never seen a hearse behind a U-Haul behind a hearse. You've never seen a U-Haul behind the hearse. So that means one thing. You're going to leave it right here. Money and everything else that life brings us here on earth, you're going to leave it right here. Right here. But we need to set our faith, put our faith in God, and we need to look forward to the promise. And what is that promise? That if you trust in God and believe in his Son, that he died on the cross for our sins, there is another place that he has prepared for us. He's in John 14, chapter John. He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. Not to mention down here on earth, but in my Father's house are many mentioned. That where I am, there ye may be also. So I will promise the great hope that we're looking for is to spend eternity in heaven, to spend eternity. When we leave from here, yes, our old flesh is not going to, we're going to turn from mortal to immortality. And then we're going to leave the flesh behind. We're going to leave our beautiful dentures that we go pay all the money for to look good and everything else that we have in our closet, clothes, shoes, cars, home, money, everything that we accomplish is going to be left right here. But we need to know where we're going to spend eternity. God wants us to enjoy life. God wants us to prosper. God wants us to enjoy everything that he has for us. But he wants us to also acknowledge him. Like our guest on today said, don't forget to thank God. Because without God in our lives, we are surely nothing. We can't even get up in the morning. We can't even think. That tip is our limb. We won't even have that if God did not give us, grant us grace and mercy. And only through the grace of God, we're in our right minds today, and we have the activities of our limbs. I'm going to yield here, and I don't know whether the caller from Arrow Code 504, last 4 digits, 7930, if she's back near her phone, if she has the number one pressed on her phone, indicating to me that she has a question or she wants to say something about today's topic. If not, she probably just pressed it because it was announced that to press the number one on your phone. But only press the number one on your phone if you have a comment, question, or want to share your experience or thought on today's subject. So we're going to yield here, and we're going to go back to our co-host and let her tell us about how dreams and how you can go forward in life if God give you a dream or God give us a vision of how we can accomplish some things he has for us in our life. But before she comes on, let me share this with our listeners out there on today. Our special guest, she's going to come back in after our co-host talk for a couple of minutes because we are getting late in the show. We're going to bring our guest back on because he wants to hear her tell us about or share with us about what she do here in the city of New Orleans, her homeless outreach. We want to hear more about that and also about what she actually do in our city and how she go forward with the word of God as well as working in the vineyard for the Lord. We're going to hear him go to our co-host at this time.
As I said, dreams are very important. We know that Joseph was a dreamer, and he didn't write his dream down, but he did tell his brothers about his dreams. And because of that, they became envy of Joseph. And many times we want to share our dreams with our others, and maybe it's not the time to do so. But before Katrina, I had a couple of months before Katrina, as I said before on the previous shows, that a couple of months before, I dreamed that the city was full of water. It was, 2005, of course. And then later in October, later in August, of course, Katrina did happen. And like I said, I told my sister, my husband, and my daughter about the dream. And even with that, I think it was around April, I had a dream of my daughter being the co-host of Facing Your Fears. And I wrote it down, and it was about 3 o'clock that morning when I woke up and I wrote it down. And later on that morning, Evangelist called me, and she said that, I don't know if she said she had a dream or she thought about having me as a co-host on her show. And I was trying to tell her that I had a dream that it was my daughter. So when you have dreams, write them down regardless of what time of morning it is. Write those dreams down because they will come to pass. And as I said about Joseph, Joseph's dream came to pass. Of course, you know how he talked about his brother, and they did not believe Joseph that the things that he was saying, but they came to pass. And in the end, we know Joseph wind up being the keeper over Pharaoh's household and his brothers and, of course, his whole family wind up coming to Joseph because it was a famine up on the land. So dreams are important. Write them down. Don't ignore them. Write them down, and they will come to pass.
I want to thank our co-host for sharing us about how dreams can come to pass, and everything she always shares about how she became the first guest host on Facing Your Fears and co-host on Facing Your Fears now that she is now the co-host. But sometimes our dream, God shows us something. He may show us somebody else's face, but we don't know exactly what he's trying to tell us. But I knew what my dream was and what God had told me to call her. And as you could see, my dream or my vision did come true. She is a co-host of Facebook.
Thank you,
Jesus. Not her daughter.
Thank you.
So at this
Thank
time,
you.
We are going to, I'm looking, callers, I'm looking. If there's anyone that want to share anything on today's show, please press that number one. I am looking for any caller at this time that want to come in and say something. Now is your time. We're getting late in the show before we continuing to our topic on for today. Going forward in life, I'm going to go back to that caller at this time and see if she's ready or he or she ready to come into the studio at this time, because she's indicating or he's indicating to me that they want to say something on the show. So I'm going to see if I can bring them in the studio at this time. Hello, caller, area code 504, last four digits of the number 7930. You are in the studio at this time. Hello, caller. 504, last four digits of the call is number 7930. You are in the studio at this time. Hello, caller. You're in the studio at this time. Error code 504-79, last four digits of the number 7930. You're in the studio. All right. Going to go forward. Oh, they're not saying anything at this time. And Duke, anybody else out there that wants to call in and say something or just want to just encourage our special guest today, want to say something encouraging to her or our co-host or myself, feel free to just press that number one. And I'm bringing to the studio and you can share whatever that God has given you on today to share with us. All right, continuing on with our topic for today, and we're going to yield and let our special guest come back into the studio and talk about what she do with her, with the homeless, what she do with a homeless program that she has here in the city of New Orleans. Minister Lofton, I understand you have a homeless outreach. You want to tell us about a little bit about that?
Yes, yes. I do have a homeless outreach here in the city of New Orleans. I've been going out into the streets for 4 years, feeding the homeless. I have a team that we go out every other Saturday, and we fix a good heavy meal for the people, a full meal, and something to drink, desserts or meat, vegetables, everything. We were doing that up until the COVID virus hit. And when the COVID virus hit and they asked, you know, that people not come out and gather and everything, well, since then we have not been serving on that mode, but what we have been doing is bringing groceries to families. And maybe once a month we'll bring snacks out in the park to the homeless, snacks and water, and give them that. But we hadn't started back a feeding program yet. With the city opening back up, we will begin again. And we do that. We also provide clothes. Like in the wintertime, we bring blankets. We bring the people socks, clothes, and also I am a licensed stylist, so I do cut hair for the ladies and the men. But what we do is to provide all we can to help enable them to go forward. Like some get temporary jobs and they need clothes. We buy the clothes. We provide them with the clothes and shoes to work those jobs. And, you know, sometimes we even, some get housing and you can't pay a bill. We'll help them with a bill. But our goal is to help them to get out of the streets, to become independent again, and also to minister the love of Christ to them, to bring souls into the kingdom of God, not just by preaching at them, but by loving on them and meeting some of their natural needs. We have people that donate regularly and then people once in a while. And we gather that together and dispense it as the need, you know, as the need is. We are currently working with another group that kind of has adopted us to come in and help meet our needs as far as, you know, feeding the people on a regular basis. So I'm just really encouraged and blessed because, you know, each of us, God has something for each of us to do. And when you walk in God's purpose, there is provision. So I'm really encouraged because God opened this door. I went out on the streets as a street evangelist, just preaching to the people about Christ. And God opened this door to work with someone that was feeding the people. And I worked with them a short while. And as I kept trying to get together to get ready for the next time, I just couldn't find them anymore. I just couldn't find them. I lost contact. So I determined to keep it going. And it's been going on 4 years. And we just have no plans to stop. In matter of fact, right now we have a vision of a food truck so that we can feed the people more often and that we can enlarge our vision to include elderly people that no one is making sure they eat regular. So we're just excited because God is a big God, and as you stay faithful to him, he will enlarge your vision, and he will make provision for the vision. So I'm just really encouraged now to continue on with the work God has called me to, has, you know, working with the homeless people. I'm excited about it because there are so many people out there, and people tend to stereotype homeless people as drunks and drug addicts and all, but most people, well, on the average, most people are just one or two paychecks away from becoming homeless, you know, and that's the reality of life. Most people living from paycheck to paycheck. So there, I've met college professors that wound up homeless. I've met directors of businesses that wound up homeless. So, I mean, you know, people should discharge that stereotype because it's not true. Different people just fall into a situation and they don't stay there. Most people are just passing through a situation, just like we all come to roadblocks in life, and they just need someone to kind of give a helping hand or encouragement to go forward, life will get better, things will change. And usually they take that little help and that little encouragement and go on and go forward. We met people that once were down that have come back to us and they're doing good, you know, they're going on in life, you know, and we're very proud of them. They come back and they remember us and they thank us for the help that we've been. And sometimes they connect us with other people that, you know, wind up being a blessing to us. But the thing is, just doing what you know God has put in your heart to do.
You know,
just be faithful to that vision, and God will develop that vision, and God will make provision for that vision.
All right. Thank you so very much.
listeners, you know, God has always sent someone that's working in his vineyard, and God has blessed her to walk in a calling as a minister, as an evangelist, and also as being helping the homeless here in the city of New Orleans. We truly thank you for all your endeavors in that role that you're playing in the city of New Orleans. And for the end of the show, which we only have a short period of time left, but she's going to come back and give you information on how to contact her. If you're interested in her, what she's doing in her, helping the homeless or whatever she's doing here in the city of New Orleans. But and I will close in for today. I just want to share with you, God wants us to live, but sometimes there needs to be a pause before we can rush right in. We have to take time and stop and give God an opportunity to speak to us and to guide us. What do we do when we are eager to move on, but it feels like God hasn't opened the door for us? Because we live in a circle and a culture with the hungry for speed and qualifiability and resources. We don't understand the importance of the pause. We see rest as necessary for the weak, and we dismiss it. We dismiss its importance. We trend to be easily excited, but we fumble along the way. We start strong, and we wind up getting weak very quickly. We spend a lot of our time dreaming about what's next. Achieve the next level of success. Here's the validation, and then hustle on to the next thing. We struggle when it feels like we are doing lap number 10 around the mountain, just as the Israelites who wandered under Moses' charge. So what do we do when it feels like we've been camped out too long? When we are eager to move on, but it feels like God hasn't opened the door for us? What do we do when we feel stuck? What do we do in that situation? And, gentlemen, our culture trends to be full of starters, but short on people who can finish. Not just finishing strong. The Bible tells us that the harvest is many, but the labors are few. There are so many people, they end the work and they get started, but they stop along the way. So what are you doing? You're not actually finishing what God has set forth for you to do. God didn't tell you to stop. You stopped because of going got too tough, or what you wanted to accomplish didn't accomplish it as quickly as you thought you should have been accomplishing it. But we almost about to come to a close of the show, so I'm going to hear him share this with you. Perhaps God hasn't moved you on to the next assignment, because what He give you to do now, with what's in your hand, you got to first take care of that before God can move you to another level. You haven't quite finished the task that God, or the journey God has you on, the road that God has, the path that God has set you on. You haven't finished that yet. So why should He move you to a higher level? Why should He elevate you if you still have not finished what He's already given you? Why would He release you into something new or different? I wish I had the time to finish this, but unfortunately our show is coming to the end in the next 3 minutes, and we want to yield and go back to our special guest so she can give you information on how to contact her if she feels so, how she can be reached if you're in need of any help. And I'm going to yield here and let her give that information. Also, we're going to give you information on how you can contact Faith and You See Us after the show. Special guest, Minister Lawson.
Okay, thank you very much.
Very quickly, very quickly.
Yes, I have a Facebook page, His Heart Ministry. His Heart Ministry. At present, I have a professional group working on a website that should be up before the end of June. That will give you more information where you can see what's going on. You can make donations. But right now I have a Facebook page, His Heart Ministry that you can go and where you can contact me through that. You can get in touch with me where I will get back with you.
God bless you, God. The listeners, as always, you can contact Faith in Your Fears by connecting with yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, at Norma underscore, that's N-O-R-M-A, all lowercase letters, underscore Chapman, C-A-P-M-A-N, at yahoo.com. You can also reach us by our Facebook page, Faith in Your Fears, on Facebook. Also, you can go to What Faith Can Do Facebook page. Also, connect with me on my personal page, Norma Chapman. If you want to contact Faith in Your Fears, you're welcome to be a guest at any time on Faith in Your Fears. And also, you can reach our co-host on Facebook as well under Patricia Jordan. And at this time, we're going to have our closing prayer. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity that you have given us on today to go forward, Father God, sharing and touching your word, Father God, reaching out to those that are standing in the need, Father God. Father God, we pray that some listener out there, Father God, that they heard something through your word, Father God, that they can be encouraged on today, knowing that they can go forward in life if they only put their trust in you, stop, look and listen and pay attention and pray for their next move and be subject to the path that you already have them on, finishing their race. Be like Paul. Paul said, I fought a good fight, I ran a good race. Said that he came to the porch of his life, and therefore there's a crown of righteousness that awaits him. Let's be like Paul, listeners. Let's go forward. Go onward, forward. Do not look back. Keep going, and I pray that everything that you ever ask God for, whatever your dreams or vision is, that God will grant it to you. Until next Thursday, at the same time, 4:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time, 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, we love to see you back here listening to Faith in Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our beautiful co-host, Mrs. Patricia Jordan. I want to thank our guest on today, Minister Phyllis Lawson, for tuning in with us. We want to ask God to continue to bless us. And don't forget, listeners, to keep praying for our nation out there. Keep praying for the deliverance of the universe, that they will heal the coronavirus. Pray for those that are in the hospital to come off the ventilators, those that are sick with the coronavirus, that God will heal their body in a mighty way. Also, don't forget to pray for those who have lost their loved ones with the coronavirus or just have death in their family. Remember to keep all of them in prayer. God bless you and God keep you. And this is the end of the show for today. Goodbye now.